Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Yes. I like expectant hearts. I like somebody that comes hungry. Yes. You know, when you come hungry, it's not hard to cook for that crew. You know, when you got something, you know, you don't get too picky when you're starving. But somebody that comes in really hungry and desperate, you're going to get the stuff. Jesus, it's never been about free and equal. That was grace. That's when you got in.
That's great.
Yeah, okay. That's when you got in was, you know, by grace. Grace that you're saved. Thank you, sir. But after that's what you do with what I gave you. There's a working of grace, amen? And that includes all of us, the ones, the whosoever's that want to be in more. You want more, you go in for more. Yeah, you know, he's a rewarder. That's what Hebrews writer said, right? Of those that what? Feed me, burp me, make me feel good. Let's have a good meeting. I hope somebody does me right. No, it's just God. I'm here for you. I want to participate in your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, when they ask you, how do we pray, Lord? He said, here's a good way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, and I go through the names of God a lot of times. You know, Jehovah Rohi, you are my shepherd. You remember those praying? Dr. Larry Lee taught us that, you know, praying that hour before God and then go through all the names as you can think of them. Wow, Jehovah Eloheinu, there's no higher God. Amen. Do you realize that you are a citizen of the kingdom of God? Not just a person on earth that just hopes it all works out in the end. I'm really wanting you to understand your citizenship is secure when you're in God and he's in you. That means you are a candidate to take all authority that no devil wants to let you know you have. Do you understand what I say when I say all authority? You know, I felt that. Wow, I could just feel that. You know, all authority. There we go, Regina. Thank you for that praise and worship. That word, there was a summary. There's a lot of summary in that, but one of them came clear to me. It was about kingdom authority. Folks, I want to encourage you today. If I give you a word, and I feel like this is a day also for a bit of a national word to let you know, God is not through. Amen. Our nation's not going down and under. It's going up and over. Amen. It's one nation under God, not potbelly Buddha, not whatsoever anybody thinks, not somebody's broken political system or stolen political mess. God knows how to straighten a playing field. Believe me, he does. He did that before us and he can do it later. He's almighty Jehovah. He doesn't consult with mankind to see about what political broken structures and stratas according to this earth need to be repaired. He didn't bring Jesus in. Come on now. He didn't bring Jesus down here to repair broken Judaism. That's a good word right there. He didn't bring Jesus in here to straighten out Hebrew politics. He brought Jesus down here to transform this earth into thy kingdom come, will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So since we chose earth to make decisions that were decided and manifest prior to us being here, some of you will have to study on this, and in that manifestation he included his own people, which the devil thought he had up on God, and he always holds the trump card. And he said, any way you want to see it, God is almighty. And he has the last word and he has the plan in his hand. Whether you agree or want to be in it, that will simply be up to you. It's not up to him. He already planned on you being in it. It just depends on whether you die. To man's view compared to the kingdom structure. Do you hear me? So that's what the apostles and the prophets are helping to do today, is realign kingdom structures in this earth, not to have politics be persuaded that we might all come together and do what everybody wants to do, which would be to kick God's plan under the table and to fix our plan, saying God said. He said, oh, no, I didn't say. Let me tell you, I will have a way and I will have a people. It's a matter. It's not, well, you know, will God have a people? Of course he will. It's just who's going to be that people. Oh, he's going to have a people. It's just who's going to be that people. I want in. How about you? I'm in. Amen. It's, you know, we got to lose our minds. We need a good old-fashioned prophetic lose-our-mind conference so we can't just try to think for God anymore. It gets me in trouble. I've done that so much. God, forgive me. High and noble ideas presented to God. He goes, wow, you wasted a lot of time on that stuff. Yeah, praise God. It's good to be here to celebrate today, moving from Passover towards Pentecost. Amen. And hearing from God, recently the Lord has shared with me, being in Pennsylvania, last year, when was it, Sandy? We were in Arizona. It was during all this scuttlebutt about the, yeah, when they were in the middle of stealing the election and everything that took place. Yeah. We were there, and of course, if there was any justice system, it'd already be turned around, but there will be. There'll be a kingdom justice system coming in to turn things back to God's plan. I'm not after a political agenda. I'm not after a person. I'm after God's plan. Do you understand when I say that? Yes. I mean, if he told me to prophesy to kings I don't want to prophesy, then I have to have some praise and worship. So I got some this morning. Bring me the minstrels, remember? The prophet's got to have some praise and worship to be able to prophesy. He said, I don't like them scoundrels. Well, I need you to give them a word. Okay. Give me some praise and worship so I can get under the anointing. I could have the anointing to give those birds a word. But God, yeah, you have to have the anointing. It's the anointing that lifts the burden and destroys the yokes. Without the anointing, what else do we have? You know, my good thinking? Well, God's had plenty of that. Thank you. That's why we need a lose your mind conference. He said, you know, I'm just tired of everybody trying to think, saying God said. What did I say? What does my word say? What does the Spirit of the Lord say? So we're moving in, and we are going to experience the greatest ingathering of the Holy Spirit move upon planet Earth no human has ever experienced in the next 7 years. You're going to see a move of God led by the Holy Spirit. There's going to be an outpouring as we move to commemorate the celebration of Pentecost. Understand, on May 23rd, it's just a day of celebration of something that did happen, but it's also a commemorative to the outpouring that God said will continue and will continue and will continue. Because in the last days, the Lord said, I will, shall, going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That includes rockheads sitting in here that don't want to hear it. He's still going to blast you with the Holy Spirit. It's going to run past you or run on you, whichever way you get it. But you're going to have a chance to get you a big dose of the Holy Ghost, because it's going to come in waves like no human has ever experienced before. Why? Because he wants to fry. To burn out. To cleanse. To let the fire of God fall to where no human can get in the way and mess up God's kingdom wrap-up. Do you get what I'm saying? There will be a kingdom wrap-up, and he's going to have a spirit called the spirit of his counsel, a spirit of his might, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, the spirit. You go to, anyhow, Hebrews 11, you see the full counsel of God. That's what I want. I don't want half-baked. Well, he made me feel good. He went along with my little political agenda, and then he went on with her political agenda, and then I guess I got everybody. He's just reaching the whole bag and get out the candy you like and spit the rest of it out. God's got a plan. It includes us, minus opinions. It includes us with his word and his kingdom mandate program from the very beginning. However, whoever can come up with that beginning thing. Have you ever thought of the beginning? We can't figure all that. But God had a plan. Every time the enemy always shows himself like he is, I know. I have absolute knowledge of this from the word, that God's about to do something overwhelming in this planet. Anybody agree? When things start going the way they're going, and the shaking and the revelating starts taking place, some of you may get upset because you'll feel like he may not have consulted with you before this outpouring hits. But it's going to hit. And when it hits, baby, it's going to light your fire. That'd be a good song. Anyhow, Daddy, would you light my fire? Whoom! Be careful. No, let's don't be. Throw wrist to the wind. Who cares? Huh? Let the fire fall. Let the wind blow. Let the glory fill the earth. And the glory will fill the whole earth. I just feel the anointing. The glory will fill the whole earth. No, he didn't come to get us out of the miry clay. Jesus came to seek and to save all which was lost. Which was lost? Our relationship with the Holy God. Unapproachable without God's perfect sacrificial lamb, Jesus. Jesus comes in and Satan goes, uh-oh, want to see there? He didn't count on Big Daddy having the last, but he does. He holds the last hand. And when Jesus said, it's finished, he didn't do it but once. I don't care what religion you came from. He didn't crawl back on the cross every time you take communion. Maybe you'll see that. Anyhow, he said, it's finished. It's finished. That means Satan's fate was sealed. Hallelujah. To the inner pit. And ours, should we receive the greatest gift of all, transformed us from a death row sentence to never knowing God into an eternal relationship, should we choose that gift? Why would you not? Yeah, when God got a hold of me, I mean, he finally, you know, jumped on me kind of like Saul. And I go, wow, oh, God, I was just a booger. He just pounced me, you know, just boom. Oh, Lord, who are you? I said, I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting, and I need you. Quit it. I said, wow. Yeah. And we won't have this conversation again, so you need to listen. See, that's sweet Jesus now. People go, oh, he's just so sweet. He is sweet and tender. That is sweet and tender. He could have just fried me. But he transformed me. Because that's love, that he would chase you down and do that. And when he does that, there's usually a huge plan involved if you'll just surrender your ideas and dreams and thoughts and theorems and theories and plans and rudiments. And I think sometimes, you know, we just major in college to major in college. I don't know. We did all that stuff, and was it got us? A desire to need the fire. Because man can't tell you what the Holy Spirit can tell you just in one poof. You take this logos and you mix it with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you got to mix. That's a combustion, isn't it? That's an explosion about to take place and turn something around it all the way upside down for Jesus. And that's what it took for the boys to get a hold of it, was the day of Pentecost. We're moving to celebrate an outpouring of the day of Pentecost like nobody's ever experienced. Oh, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. How'd you accomplish that? Oh, I didn't, believe me. All I did was I resigned. What'd you do? I just died. What happened? I just fell over and the Holy Ghost just whacked the place. What happened? I don't know. I remember the next day sometime. I don't know. I got up off the road and I was a brand new human. I was going after killing Jews and now I'm trying to save them. I don't know. I just feel like everything in the world took place and transformed me. I was on top side of a horse. Next thing I know, I'm on the bottom side of my derriere with Jesus down there talking to me. He has a way of getting a hold of you, doesn't he? Just listen to him. It's important. He cares that much. That's what I like. He cares so much, he'll just chase you down. I was like Paul. I was like David. You know, where can I go? I mean, if I go to hell, you're down there messing with me. You tried to outrun God, try to just give it up. Believe me, I tried that for a living. It doesn't work. What's your name, young man, right here? Zachariah. I like that name. Zachariah the prophet. I just saw, when I just glanced out there, I saw you, and I could see there's a, it's like you have a desire in the heart that the Lord has put in there recently. It's like a desire of this fire, a desire of transformation in your life. And he said, son, because of that desire, and I put it in you, but because of your response to it, I'm doing a new thing for you. Old things have passed away. The things that you've done before will serve nothing to stop you in the future. I put my anointing upon you, and I've called you before you were born, son. And he said, all hell has come. See, I see a lot of me in you. I can save you a lot of more pains now. I'm about 70, and I've got a lot of dents and dings and scars and scratches. Maybe you can head them off. Just say yes, because he said, no matter what you see, no matter what the devil said about you, I'm going to tell you who you are. You're my best. And that's how I call you, and that's what I see you as. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're with good, with hope, with a future, with a great expectation towards the end. That's you, Zechariah the prophet, because you encourage the people that the wall will be finished. You encourage the people as the enemy came against them, and everyone had to wear, had a sword or a bow in their hand and built the walls with brick. He said, you're the encourager of the prophet that tells them, don't give up on my wall, because you, my son, are the prophetic wall builder in these last days. Yeah, old things have passed away, Zechariah, and behold, everything. Can I just anoint you? Everything in your life is becoming brand new. I don't want to embarrass you, but I just want to say, Lord, bless this man. I just see stuff. You know, that's all. I mean, that's my department. But I see you will see, and I see you will say, and I see you will note things that others would say, how did you know that? He said, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, for he has anointed you. Oh, in Isaiah 61, he's anointed you to open prison doors and to set at liberty those that are bondage and to break the chains of bondage off of them and set the captives free. That's what you'll do, my anointed one. Whew. Jesus. Whew. Excuse me, ma'am, right now I'm talking. Can you help me? Can you just hold on to that thought? Thank you, Jesus. I'm under an anointing, and I don't want to discourse across the room right now. Amen, Jesus. You okay, buddy? The Lord loves you. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. Hurry up. What's up? All right, come on. Let's get her done. What is it? Spit it out.
I'm excited.
I'm excited just as much as you are.
I walk with a walker, a rollator at home.
Yeah.
And I have a plain walker.
Yeah.
I'm in here with a cane. And I couldn't sit still.
All right.
Because I have
anticipation.
I have my leg hurt.
All right. All right, there you go. Praise God. Isn't that exciting? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, Lord. It is exciting. Thank you for that testimony. All righty. Thank you, Jesus, for signs, wonders, and miracles taking place. Just, they're going to be popping out everywhere. Y'all just get ready for them. Get used to it. Yeah, get ready. Expect them. It'll be strange that you don't have them. For I declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in the midst. A wall of fire around her, my bride, and I'll be in the midst. Now that's for you, Zechariah. That's Zechariah 2:5. Hadid. Indeed. Ha! Ha! Indeed. Yeah. Ho! See, that's the seed is coming now. Where you've sown is where you're growing. When you sow, you grow. You have an expectancy for the seed to come to fruition. So, Nita, don't think it's unusual that the Lord has you viewing this season of blooms bursting forth, of fruitfulness just preeminent right now. In the spring, as it's bursting forth, everywhere you look around, the Lord said you're going to have bountiful crops coming because the enemy cannot steal the blossoms that you have sown into for this kingdom in Jesus' name. Those blossoms will include a full, bountiful harvest, horn of harvest fruit, and that will include all of your family who will know Jesus and serve the Lord because of your heart. Because of your seed, the Lord said, it's come before him as alms before the altar. And God says, you have where you've sown, and you have receipts being handed down as gifts and tokens, as it said, unto God, notwithstanding the things that are coming during the next bumper crop, which is soon to follow the seasons of the blossoms. The enemy cannot steal your bloom. You know, we always concern ourselves in transitional zones. I was from North Texas, and there's parts of it, sandy loam soil with excellent soil watered enough for wonderful peaches. But the problem therein is that it's on the line of close-edged freezing and late blossoms or not. So there's many times I've seen huge crops. And don't you know, it was a terrible thing for the orchard owner. But a 28-degree night or two would come in and frost and destroy just about pretty near every one of the peach blossoms. And I would say, dear God. And he said, that's the risk of this area. And he has to know that risk to plant in this area. Otherwise, he'd go to a little bit milder climate to plant that many peach trees, but he's taken the risk. And then one man told me he never loses a crop of peaches. I said, what do you do? He said, I walk out during the night when it's going to be 28, and I just walk through all my trees, and I decree the glory of God come in and cover my peaches with a barrier, and my peaches don't freeze. And they're asking, what'd you do? He said, well, I did put a few pots out, but I mean, you couldn't cover the ground the Holy Spirit covered, and he just protected my crop. And the guy next door has zero peaches, and I've got bumper crop. It pays to sow in the kingdom and not lose your blossoms. That's a good word for you. And then you'll decree that over others, Nita, you'll decree that over others, and they will have bumper crops. Tell them to raise their vision higher. Don't look at the natural. Oh, in the natural. Oh, my God. Farmer Brown, did you just hear what happened? My God. Man, they said 28. I believe it's going to be 22. Oh, my God. Well, aren't you a lot of help? Oh, my God. We're going to lose everything. You know, I hear people say these things. Christians. Yes. I'm going, what you decree is very important. Yes. Decree, I will not lose a blossom in Jesus' name. I decree thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. I decree that we're moving towards Pentecost, and as we celebrate it, why not now? Why not here? Why not with us to start an outpouring like we've never experienced in this earth before? See, that beat sitting back saying, well, I don't know. Brother Poole, I'll see it when I believe it when I see it. I said, well, what part of faith did that come from? I'll believe it when I see it. Oh, my God. Come down here and get straightened out with Jesus. My God. The Lord told me, he said, I'm moving my people from the level that the enemy has spoken and blown his nasty breath over them long enough to dissuade them to begin to actually ask hath God really said? And he said, oh, don't even entertain the enemy's breath. You will be what you eat, and especially spiritually. And we're in a season where you need to gorge yourself on the living word of God. You need to listen to his promises and his word and his commandments and his truths, and you need to just feast on those. And then when Sister Hootendoodle comes by and tells you, well, I don't see how any of that's going to come to pass, I don't see where I even ask you a bit about it. I wasn't coming by for an opinion from you. So if you don't mind, keep that one to yourself. I've got a word for you. In God we trust.
Yes.
Not your opinion. Not some haint that told you stuff, but from some saint that's standing and believing. And you know, come on. The kingdom of heaven's at hand. Where's that at? Right here. Why? Because I showed up absolutely with the power of God in me. That's right. Why? Well, I ought to expect things to change. Why? Because you and I are locked up together in the Holy Ghost, and God said, where two or more are gathered together in my name, he's in the midst of us. Two or three gathered together, and we seek him, we ask him stuff, and he said, I'm here to do it. You set a presence with me before the enemy. In other words, we're going to feast in front of the stinker. We're going to have a party. Yes. The table spread, whatever you want, come and get it.
Yes.
And let the devil watch.
Amen.
Get you some of that. We're having a feast. Well, you're not going to feel good here. Why? Because we're glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free, hallelujah, Holy Ghost filled, power housing, absolute earth changing, miracle working, transformers that got turned loose on this earth to transform this kingdom in earth as it is in heaven. And that old Sister Hootendoodle sat over and sing, I'll fly away, we'll just get going. We'll sit here and do your job. We'll take responsibility for this place. We got kingdom mandates to fulfill, and it's not over yet, and we got a lot to do. And guess what? We got the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Well done. Don't, like again, Brother Poole, don't get into politics. I'm sure not. I'm here to destroy political structures of mankind and traditions and religious junk. See, Jesus didn't come so we could all get along and fix all the Jewish relations. He wasn't a Jewish relational support system. He was here to not every religious prop out from under those Jewish substructures list of power, money, prestige, power, support. Whose authority are you under? You wouldn't understand. Well, we're of our father Moses. You're not of Moses. Believe me, you're not. You don't even know. You don't know God. Sons of vipers, whitened sepulchers, dead men's bones in the middle. You play games, chase somebody down 20, 30 miles away, and when you got him, he's twice dead and plucked up by the roots and supposedly mimicking one of you, and all he is lost. He said, I didn't come to fix political structures. I came to introduce the kingdom of heaven at hand. Isaiah 9. See, Isaiah 9. Oh, I like that. Let me go over there real quick and read that. Well, where is that in the Word? I'm glad you asked. Isaiah 9. Anybody love the Bible? You read this thing and start praying in the Spirit, and he's going to open up stuff to you out of the Word of God that's also revelatory, just like the Holy Spirit will speak to you. You understand what I'm saying? That's revelation between these lines. And that's really good stuff. It's fun to get that. You'll be reading the Bible over and over again. All of a sudden you go, wow, boy, that's revelation. Where's that been? He said, you've read it several times, John Mark. That's what he tells me. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, I never saw that. He said, that's because I give it to those that are hungry. You've dug enough, now have a nugget. You know what I mean? That revelation from heaven. While you're reading that thing, a light bulb comes on. You go, wow, that's the spirit word within the written word. That's fun, isn't it? You know, your light bulb goes off. Said, I'm going to preach on that. He said, that'd be a good idea. All right. The people who walk in darkness, this is 9:2, will see a great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence. And with the gladness of harvest, that's towards what we're in, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff of their off their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. Anybody know who they're talking about? That'd be Jesus. And the government will rest on his shoulders. That sounds good, doesn't it? Well, it's just not my political job. It's not my duty to convince you to go in my political viewpoint. I can give a rip less. I care about what Daddy wants. And what he wants is upon his son's shoulders. And he sent his son to not only get us out of the miry clay, those are benefits and bonuses, actually. He sent it. He sent his son to establish kingdom of heaven, authority in government in earth that was usurped by old Sneaky Snake, who thought he overthrew God's kingdom, but God always seems to come in and show himself mighty in the stronghold. Mighty, mighty, mighty. And the government's on it rested upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Counselor, Everlasting Father, Counselor. That would be like a king. You go to a king for counsel. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. No end to the increase of God's government. No end. Or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. You know, I could just spend all day right there on that scripture. Do you know why the enemy wants to pervert the system in earth on the judgment and the justice system? I can tell you why. Because then righteousness and unrighteousness cannot be identified or dealt with. If there's no balance, if there's no bench, if there's no rule of law into the kingdom, well, how can we mete out justice? Because it's just nebulous. Then we throw away, because of the spirit that comes in, that's lawlessness. The enemy comes in to throw out all justice plans. Who needs police? Well, who needs anything? Shoot. I mean, why have any order? Everybody rape, pillage, destroy, plunder. Do whatever you want. However it feels, the big boy wins. That's not what God came to this earth to give us. He came to this earth to give us peace, joy, to give us an order. See, no order is not an answer to a political wrong structure either. And I understand the difference where people get tired of being usurped by false structures of humans. I mean, I get tired of it. I've been seeing 2 years of it. But what can I do? Pray and decree, and I can write my congressman. I can pray and point towards all the intercessors now. I can send donations to people like Jay Sekulow and all the others. And I can keep prayer vigils going constantly about people who are finally getting the picture in Arizona to forensically audit what's blatantly in the billboard in your face, absolute thieves turned around to where we don't need a Supreme Court and we don't need an opinion. We all have airtight, unbiased counting of what's considered a bold-faced lie in the face of knowledge that there will be no justice to accompany it. Wrong. There will be. There will be. There will be a turnaround, and it will be soon. And the one who stole it who will have about 5 feet of egg on his face, leaving his office with his tail between his legs, we'll see the real president reinstated before the end of this year. Not because I said so, it's because it's time for the truth and God's justice system to prevail in earth as it is in heaven. That's not so I can say hallelujah, I got my deal right. It's so we can have a country who can go back to civility and peace. And I'm not talking about everybody. You don't legislate Christianity. I'm not that stupid. But at least when judgment returns, hear me now, and judgment's returning, believe me, because without judgment, hear this word God told me, judgment and justice will return this year in a way we've prayed for. I'm not saying God get all those evil people and just beat the daylights out of them. I'm saying bring a correct judgment system like we needed and received when we became a nation in this state of the United States. So back in 2020, you and I were at a church by design of God. We had one meeting. He planned it, took us out there, and I decreed from the pulpit, Arizona, you will be the 11 who will turn this entire election back around on its ear, and it will be heard from heaven, because your 11 will not be what the lies have said it will be, but it will be what the votes have truly counted it to be. The 11, which means turnaround from heaven back to this state, which will start a domino effect. And then it said it will jump from Arizona to Pennsylvania. That's why we're here. Now you know why we're here, because we're going to see what God promised. And it's happening as we speak. It will be turned around because... And again, it won't be any time when we win to say, I told you so. It's just saying, thank God for judgment. Thank God for justice. Thank God for truth. Thank God that we're going to embrace something people can actually go to a poll at in the future, whereby all the demonic dominion demon machines are thrown out into the ocean and mail out pieces of paper printed in China. One lady said, I received 7 ballots unsolicited in my mail. Unheard of. And so is it any wonder now people say you're getting political? I'm not at all political. I'm unraveling the garbage the enemy says don't touch. We're not touching it. We're throwing Holy Ghost bombs up in it. Boom. And when judgment has its way, justice can be served. Hear this now. I've been in court before. Maybe some of you can remember. Maybe some of you don't. I'm glad you're all sweet like my wife, but I've heard, you know, and I'm going, you know, judgment has been rendered. I'm going, please approach the judge. I'm going, oh, dear Jesus, I love you so much. Oh, God, please forgive me. Oh, dear God, please have mercy on me. Oh, my God. Well, son, since this is your first time before me, maybe against my better judgment. I said, no, it's not. I'm going to give you probation. I said, but, I said, oh boy, see, he ain't through yet. But, I need you to do some community service. I need you to do this, and you have to report to do this, and do. Yes, sir. If you fail to, then this is off, and you will serve time. I said, oh, I'll do it. Be there. I promise you. See, that's judgment. Okay, we're done. Case done. Now, the sentence was the justice part matched the rule from the judge. You understand? He didn't look at me and say, you know, you had a doobie, in your cigarette ashtray in the truck. So therefore, we commit you to life sentence without parole. What? That'd be tough. It doesn't match. See, so when you have proper judgment and you review the circumstances, each on its own merit, then you have a proper form of judgment, and then you have a proper form of justice. And we're seeing that being restored. Yes, Lord. So the King of Kings can have his rightful place in this earth as it is in heaven to usher in his kingdom come in this earth as it is in heaven. And when the kingdom of God's on his son's shoulders and we re-embrace that once again, not on my political movement, not on what I feel, not on the candidate I need to get my attaboys all accomplished and all of my perks and all my checks and all my stuff. When I die to my agenda and say, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. However that plays out, if you got to fry me and dye me, let's just get it done. Let me just start over. If I need to reset, whatever I need, I want your justice and judgment to prevail. That's why we were founded as one nation under God. Not potbelly Buddha. Not Allah. Not all roads lead to heaven. You know, there's a lot of teaching. You know, everybody goes to heaven. And they do. I've gotten off onto that. Everybody's going to heaven. It's just they don't all get to stay. That's the unfortunate part. And that sounds bad, but I mean, it is true. But he wants them to. It's not his heart. It'll be the rejection of your heart. Everybody wants to go, why would God do this? No, no, no. Let's put it there. Why would you receive? Why would you reject the Holy One of Israel? Why would you reject the only begotten Son who came to give you life everlasting? And it's not on God's hands. It's on ours. You have, what do you say? You have, the condemnation you have is that you wouldn't believe. I made a way. The fact that you wouldn't believe is the fact that you condemned yourself. I already made a way. I came to save. See, I made a way. Well, we don't like that way. Well, just go ahead and receive what you got then. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, well, Brother Poole, if you ask me, I'm not asking you a word. This is not an open discussion. This is the living word of God that says it is what it is. He says, I am who I say I am, and I'm going to do what I promised I'm going to do.
Amen. Yes.
All right? It's yes. People with expectant hearts who press into me who get it. But it's going to be done in faith. That's a new one. We got to understand one thing in Pentecost. When you move from Passover to Pentecost, you have to do it just like the disciples did. They went from obscurity of 10 days of I'm going to go fishing again, flogging ourselves, not understanding what's going on. The women were evangelists. They were way out in front of the men. But for 10 days, they were in despair, hiding, double bolted in the doors. And Jesus walks through the door, didn't ask permission, shows up and says, whoom, shalom. In other words, completeness upon you. That'd be neat to sit there and just Jesus walked in the door. Wow, wow, it's me. And here comes DT. Oh, DT shows up. Oh, my Lord, does it feel the scars, DT? Feel the feet, feel the scars, feel the hands. Oh, my Lord, yeah, you believe now, don't you? You great man of faith. The women way outran you, son. And blessed are all these people right here in Allentown that's never touched a scar on me and believe in me. They're more blessed than you, DT. Three times I met with you guys now. Three times I'm trying to tell you. And three times I'm breathing on you. Now you're going to get it. I showed myself enough to all you great men of faith, Peter. All you great, wonderful. I restored you and I love you. Matter of fact, I had to do it because I went and prayed to God, and he gave you to me. So, just like, it's kind of like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Consider that you're handcuffed to God, and you might as well just go ahead and let him win. There's no way out. It's a setup for you to win, to be keys to the kingdom, miracles, signs, wonders, dominion, authority, blessings, overwhelmingness, and in the end, his inheritance will blow your gourd. Yes. What a way to go. But you got to surrender. Yes. The whole warfare here, and it's always been that way. It was with the disciples, and it was with that way with us. My will for his. Amen. And that's what we're seeing now, the will of kingdoms. My spiritual pride or my earthly pride or my male ego pride or whatever pride you got here in America, that I'm going to get everybody to understand that if you can't win, at least cheat, steal, kill, and destroy, and do whatever it takes just to get ahead. Well, that's coming down. That old fault structure is coming down. And it's going to turn around to where everybody's going to want justice and judgment and correctness and fairness, just like we did whenever we got tired of overtaxation and we started chunking stuff out in the bay, call a tea party. Amen. And there's a tea party here that said we've had enough of the junk. You've taxed us with more junk than we could ever have. It's accomplishing nothing but filling your drawers full of money and destroying our futures and our family and our homes and our schools and our systems and our moral fabric and fiber. Well, guess what? God says, then lean upon me. Not upon your own ways. Lean upon me. Call upon me. And so as this is happening in this day, you're going to see simultaneous with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in a way no human's ever experienced, a major move of God is on the forefront now because the enemy is throwing everything in the kitchen sink that he can at this last hour, knowing God has got his bottom cooked. That's how I know it. Amen. Yes, Lord. So, and then, I guess for your homework, you know, we did a whole lot of stuff before, so I got this one other scripture I got to read. Sunday morning's logistics are not near like what we had a Friday night or something. Was it a Friday or Saturday night? That was wonderful. I enjoyed that day out at the park, right? Matthew 3. Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the word prior to Pentecost this year. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's even nearer than you think. Where is it at? Right here. It's in my hand. Why? Because he said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind in heaven is bound in earth. Whatever you loose in heaven is loosed in earth. Matthew 28, when he gave him the great commission to go make disciples in all nations, one thing he said, and it gives me chills, and I love to say it. Guys, come together. I got to give you another word. And he started it this way. Now, all authority has been given me. And guess who you are? Mine. Guess what I have authority to do? Whew. And I'm going to give you some keys you've never had to do things you could never do. In a season, you're going to need them just in time. And that's now. So the Lord told me, Philadelphia, I took a senator, gave me a tour over there when I just opened a senate up in prayer here for your people in the Capitol. And you want to go see the Liberty Bell? Sure. So as I was going over there, you know, in the prophetic, I mean, you just, everything you kind of see, there must be some symbology of being in Pennsylvania going to see the Liberty Bell. And now I'm seeing more of what happened then. It was back, and now it's now. And Lord, I said, I feel like that same presence of when we got to Philadelphia, and I saw the Declaration of Independence signing location, and I marched around it, and I had to, you know, it's good to have a senator from the state, you know, taking you around, because you can kind of just, you know, if you fumble, you know, they'll give you a little grace. I was going to actually anoint the Liberty Bell with some oil. Mistake. They're watching that thing all the time. Me from Texas, I'm thinking, I'll just use it up here and go. You know. They're watching it. Cameras, you know. I kind of ease over. So I'm going into this line with the senator, and they had this thing. I went, oh, my God, they're going to check everything. Okay, all your stuff in your pockets. I went, oh, shoot. And, you know, terrorism thing has been going on, and here I've got this vial of liquid about like this. I went, oh, Jesus. I wanted to leave it in there. I said, no, they won't see that. Everything. So I left it and said, everything out of your pocket. I went, okay. So I dumped, and I'm fumbling around trying to get it down this little pocket so they won't see it. And, pew, it fell in its glass. Here. Right in the thing where it goes beep beep, you know, beep. We stopped everything. I'm going, Oh, God, this is Captain Stupid here. And the senator's going, what was that? I went, it is anointing oil. So here comes the ranger. He has his hat, and he looks like, you know, Barney Fife. He comes walking up. He goes, and that would be, he kneeled. I said, I can pick it. He said, don't pick that glass up with your hand, son. He said, is that frankincense and myrrh? I said, yeah. He goes, I hadn't smelled anything that good since Promise Keeper days. I went, oh, yes. You wanted to go anoint the Liberty Bell with oil, didn't you? I said, I really did. He said, no, 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 no. God helped you. It's close enough, son. It's on the cement. It's sitting right over there. That's all. It just splashed. That's all. It doesn't matter. You're in the building. That's it. Go on. We'll clean it up. Don't touch the bell. I said, yes, sir. And I looked at it, and the Lord said, look at that bell. That's it. The crack was there. In other words, the demarcation of division was come together, but it's still there, and it still rang forth, and it still pealed forth brand new. Freedom from tyranny, freedom from oppression, freedom from everything that wanted to destroy our new liberty and our country has been broken off of us, and the yoke's off of our back. And yet, we barely made it, but we made it, and faith brought us a brand new land. The land of the free and the home of the brave. It's not just any place. And here I'm in Pennsylvania, and I got a one William Penn I'm praying forth from the Senate chamber, how he came over here because they were ashamed of him as a street preacher. Now I'm doing this under prayer. Oh, Lord, they were ashamed of him. I'm praying to open the Senate. And William Penn's name, Pennsylvania, after a street preacher anointed to bring the gospel. And his daddy wanted to get him out of the way, so they sent him to this newfound land to call it a holy experiment. I said, in the name of Jesus, I looked at that bell, and I said, God, I see a brand new Liberty Bell. Yes. He said, you got it. And I looked, and I saw a vision of a brand new one, perfectly formed, no crack, no spot, no blemish. He said, it's being transformed now into the new liberty of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And no weapon formed against this nation will ever prosper. And any tongue that rises up against it in judgment, I've already condemned it, for that's the will of me for the saints. And you will see judgment and justice prevail. And our nation truly is turning back to the heart of the Father now in this nation. There is a brand new Liberty Bell. It is not cracked. It is perfect. It is beyond 24 karat gold. And I saw it crystal clear standing there. And it was going, doom, doom, doom. And I said, God, what's that? He said, let freedom ring. Stand fast. And the scripture came to me. Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom or the liberty. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. This was the bell about how man did its best. As cracked as it was, we had a nation under God. But this is a new bell under Christ that says now the Lord has seeing it completely transformed into a whole new kingdom. Power, authority, not a democracy of man. Amen. But a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords who wants his people transforming nations from this nation. No wonder the enemy wants this out. I don't know how many people have been to foreign missions in this church room, but I'll bet there's been some. I've gone and planted churches as a missionary in Africa for a couple of years or so. We've got people who've come from foreign lands. We've got a melting pot here of actually international ministry in and amongst our presence everywhere we go, and I'm all for it. But I'm also for justice at the gates. Do you understand what I'm saying? So anything we address, let's address it in truthfulness, honesty, justice, and God's system of his judgment. And when we see that fairly and it's meted out fairly, hey, listen, truly, if you can count every living vote we've ever committed this last year, and you can just pile them suckers up here instantaneously and can prove to me there was no fraud, and then this person over here wins and this one loses, I'll celebrate it. Whoever. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just want, everybody just wants justice and truthfulness and the living word of God to prevail in our land, so that we can turn not only this nation back to the heart of the Father, we can display a change of our hearts of an unfettered, brand new bell formed by God, not man's plan of government, but God is government through Jesus Christ as Lord. And when we lift him up, he will draw all men unto him. And then you're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. I'm talking about ravaging across this nation again. And you don't need a marketing program when legs grow out, when glass eyes pop out, when dead are raised and start jumping and dancing and praising God all around you. When you go by the gate beautiful and you're like Peter says, silver and gold have I none for you right now and beggar, but I'm going to raise you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he went leaping and dancing and praising God. You're going to see all these things taking place on a regular basis. And I can promise you, you will, again, you will not have to call the news. They will be here. They will find out where all these miracles are taking place. Cancers are falling off. Well, Pastor Rhonda, you know, they're going to ask you, let's interview Pastor Rhonda. What kind of a week did you have in this Holy Ghost wildfire, crazy, anointed, outpouring-looking thing that's going on? Well, she says, I'm going to put words in your mouth. I think we had three dead raised and a couple of blind were healed and some deaf and some lame, but that's about it this week. I mean, it wasn't a real big week, but kind of the normal. Really? Yeah, kind of the normal. Come by, just park your camera over here and keep looking, because you're going to see it over and over and over and over and over again, because the King of Kings has come in. Who is the King of Glory? When he comes in, he's strong and mighty. Yes. Strong and mighty in battle. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a word. Yes. Nationally, where you are, is essential. Yes. I like that word. You are essential. Yes. It is absolutely critical that you don't lay down your map and your compass in this season, that you stand on God is government and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Where? Raise up your hand. It's right here. It's in your hand. God, thank you for your word. We're not waiting on you. You're waiting on us. God, we hold the keys to the kingdom up in front of you. We're not having to ask, please. You've already instructed us that those are ours. You've already given us the keys to the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. In Texas, that means it's bound to happen. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So, Father, we loose all heaven's forces upon this planet now to appropriate your will in earth as it is in heaven now, in Jesus' name. Get ready. There ought to be a spirit of expectation and excitement in you that you can't even sleep at night. The anointing lifts the burdens. It's the anointing that destroys the yokes. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to be known as the major move of God, not the move started by political structure or man's views. It's by the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire. It's the fire that was the distinctive when the church was birthed, and it's the fire when God comes to take her home. He's not coming for a sick, weak, anemic, messed up bride. He's coming back for a spot-free, wrinkle-free, victorious, fiery bride that's passionately ready to turn their world upside down for Jesus, just like the disciples did. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done now in earth as it is in heaven. There's nowhere, please, Daddy, in there. Thy kingdom come, Lord, and then deliver us from evil is my next prayer right now. Take that one home, and in there you'll read, forgive us of our trespasses. For those we forgive those who trespass against us, but deliver us from evil. Evil's had its way too long. And I just pray, God, whatever you need to do, fire evil and lift up the righteous in Jesus' name. Turnaround is at your door. That's why the old Slewfoot's all, he's all kind of messed up. He's so messed up. And you will see righteousness and justice prevail very soon in this nation as one nation under God. Yep. That's what we're doing. Anybody ready for that?
Yes.
It's called a real move of God. Not just a revival. I'm talking about a habitation where when God comes in, it's not going to finish till he comes and sets his foot on the Mount of Olives. And and then you don't have to worry about much after that. A new heaven and a new earth. Just like that. This isn't, listen, I died and went to heaven. I'm here to tell you, I got a new perspective. I got a whole different view. Man, it's worth making. I could spend a week on heaven, but I want to spend the rest of the time the fire on earth.
Amen.
Put us in it, God. Yes. Light the fire. Throw us in the middle of it. Amen. Let it go off and do something. What's your name, brother?
Dirk.
How you doing there? You okay? You up in front and center? You get some of this today? I hope you're blessed. I hope you are blessed. You're a very misunderstood person. You're an unusual human. You're very unique. There's a good way to put it. We're unique. Yeah, you're. But that's okay. The way God shows you things, others need to see from a different viewpoint, but the Spirit still guides. We need to see the rock from all directions. And he said, I'm going to show you how I view you as a hand-cut, polished gem that the devil never wanted you to see, but others will see me through that, through you. Yeah. What a new view from you. Yeah. A unique view from you. Unique. I like that word, unique. Unique upon him and kick him in the bohiny. That's what we do to the devil. That's a unique I like. Amen. Pastor Rhonda, all I can see being here, you know, it's like I know I'm in a foxhole full of kingdom citizens. And I feel the desire of fire here strongly. But I just felt like there was, I guess the best way to put it is like, have you ever been on one of those rides at the amusement park where you're on it and all of a sudden it starts, the whole floor, all of you on there start going, you start going up and go, whoa. And I just sense that this looks like we're underground, but everything about this is moving upwards. And I said, well, there I go, trying to go to the first floor. And God says, no, that's level. You just call it one. You're going on up to the seventh floor. You're not stopping on number one. So I didn't know which button. Sandy and I were trying to hit buttons. Finally, I said, honey, let's hit B. That's the basement. And God says, not really. That's the fire chamber, but it's not a basement. Yeah, it's an abasement. It's abating the enemy. This is the seventh floor in a fiery transition mode. So you're feeling that you've got a combustion that's going to explode. So he said, I need to hit the seven. So you're going up seven stories. And really and truthfully, I know this sounds crazy, but you're going out to that park more and more. And he said, because I'm going to give you such a place to where that represents the seventh level anointing in the region that will become God's completion and perfection for the region from the reset of this area. So I give you the seven anointing, the shalom, the completion oil to take seven stories higher and release it from the heavenlies. And then he said, as you lift me up like this, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So don't think of this as being in the basement. Think of this as the fire tunnel that's going to be catapulting seven stories high that cannot be stopped in Jesus' name. For the region will see it and run to it in the name of the Lord. You have no idea the effect this lighthouse has. I thought, God, is this lighthouse on a hill or a bunker for the deal? He said, no, it can be a bunker. It can be a hiding place. But literally, you can't keep what's coming in this basement. It's going higher, seven stories higher, and it's going to draw all men unto us in this PA region, New York region, New Jersey. All the whole Northeast region will be affected from this location. Thank you for your diligence. The Lord says, I am going to see to perform it. Diligence matters. Obedience matters, doesn't it? You say yes to God and you obey, He's all over blessing. Yes, sir. And the man with the jacket on here in the back, what's your name? Here's the tie. Yes, sir. You. Run. It's a good day for you. This is a good season for you. You're made for this time. You're made for the season. The words you've heard today have been booming in your heart. And he said, you're born for such a time as this. And you will help appropriate the kingdom of heaven at hand to those who have pressed and pressed and asked so many times, including our own hearts. God, how long? He says, just a little while. Soon and very soon. You like that word? Soon and very soon, you will be in your heyday with kingdom transformation involvement. Appropriating his kingdom now. And you're made for this hour. Don't give up now. It's right at your door. You're made for this hour. You were born for now. Wow, that's good stuff, isn't it? Amen. Everybody good? God bless you. I just, you know, I could just do this all day, but I know we've got to go with the Baptist already beat us to the buffet, whatever. But God bless you. We love you. Thank you for having me, Pastor Rhonda. I'm going to transition back to you. And you guys press like you've never pressed. God loves. Now, there's a word for you. Not a long one. God loves desperation. And that's what is oozing out of your pores, is the oil of desperation coming out of you. In the name of Jesus, your desperation, not the perspiration, but the desperation has caused the heartstrings of God to send notes into yours that will become concerts of prophetic anointing for so many thousands to hear and to join you in chorus with the words that make Daddy happy, because that's what you do to him. I always have to give my girl a word. I can't hardly. Whenever time I anoint her, I get so drunk I can't hardly walk. My God, get anointing. Have that kind of oil. Don't settle for a touch. Get gallons, buckets, drum barrels full. Carry that oil and let it go. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. I'm sure we-